We see the feisty side of St. Paul coming out today as we read the first reading. And St. Paul didn't mince any words either. So it gives us hope that the two pillars, the two foundations of the church, if Peter and Paul didn't like each other at time, we're fine, right? It's okay to have a disagreement. It is okay to have different missions and what God called us to do. I think our postmodern world tend to interpret that if you don't like me, hence you hate me, then you don't want me in your life. Therefore, and we go down that rabbit hole real fast, and we let uncharity or lack of charity take over. But today, you hear St. Paul calling out St. Peter, him being a cowardice because he wasn't give the right testimony against what he was preaching, right? And imagine, this is the day before we have computer where we can backspace or a phone where we don't have to worry about printing and paper and all those stuff, right? Back in those days, papyrus cost a lot of money. And for St. Paul to put that much effort in rebuking St. Peter, he must be really mad, right? But it's okay, right? We have to remember that there'll be people that we don't like at times, but we're called to love them, just like Christ loved us. And that's why in the gospel reading today, have you noticed that in the Our Father versions that comes from St. Luke, no other words were repeated except the word forgive. Forgive was repeated two times. So that teaches us a lot, that we're called to forgive others, just that God had forgiven us. And forgiveness is hard, because forgiveness takes that personal, intimate, and real act to say that I don't like you, you have hurt me, but I choose to forgive you. Forgiveness doesn't equate to somehow the relationship is going to be nice again. Somehow we're all gonna hold each other's hand and dance again, whatever. What that betrayal or that hope might be. Forgiveness is simply, sometimes I like to use the image of letting go of the shadow of the past. The shadow of an event, that person, and let go so we can move on, just that God has forgiven us. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, today let us take hope that there are many different opinions on what we think the church needs to be. And sometimes we're very passionate about those different opinions. But may we not give into the lack of charity and turn against one another. Else, Satan will win. Because he's the divider. He's the manipulator. He's a liar. But seek to love each other in the Lord and choose to forgive one another and allow the love of God to draw us in.